What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm not a Mr. Analytics guy or stats keeper. You might have to look that up, this conversion rate is. But listen, guys, as in terms of them banning the Tush Push, I hate that name, so I hope they do ban it. It's a stupid name. But I can't control that. We can't control it, so we don't even worry about that. Right now, we're just installing our schemes. Whatever KP is installing that day, that's what we're focused on. Because worrying about if they're going to ban the Tush Push or not ain't going to win us another championship.
That's Jordan Mailata talking about banning the Tush Push. You know, and that's a massive, massive man, by the way. And if you look at Brotherly Shove, which he probably likes that a little bit better than the Tush Push name.
Don't we all?
Yeah, it's. I mean, I think it's clever. The fact that it's going on and there's so many defensive players against it. And I think there are teams that are looking at it going, okay, if we get in the short yarded situation, we know what's coming. Can we stop it? And I go back to what happened though in the playoffs with Washington and Philly, and that was Luvu that was just jumping over the damn line of scrimmage because there's nothing you can do once you get to that point. And it would be the same thing with a quarterback sneak too. Like there's really not much you can do. What we're saying is it's unfair to have somebody driving that pile from behind. This had always been illegal, like even in college when Matt Leinart did it with Reggie Bush, a little bit different circumstance where he saw he was trying to get in and he came up and pushed him from behind and Reggie Bush went into the end zone and USC knocked off Notre Dame. Now we've talked about this a bit with it. Do you think it gets banned, Ed? And do you have a problem with it if it does?
I have no problem if it gets banned. I don't care. But I find it odd that it used to be called assisting the runner, and it was a penalty. So you couldn't do this. So I don't know how you take something that was outlawed in football for a long time, if I remember, and then you make it part of the game. It just doesn't make sense. You know, I don't know, is a face mask penalty going to be legal now? I don't get why they did that. I just don't. I don't understand. And it just seems the way the Eagles are structured is, you know, they're one of the few teams that can carry it off all the time. Because if you ever look at their offensive line, they're enormous.
Yeah.
I mean, for the biggest players on any team, they're bigger than the bigger players on any team. They're just enormous. And then your quarterback squats 600 pounds. And your running back has, you know, legs the size of my waist, which is not small. So, I mean, it's just immense people.
And Joe just told me they had an 82% success rate, did the Eagles, doing the Tush Push.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
It was 92 in 2022.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, remember, Jason Kelce retired.
Yes, that's true.
And I'm not saying that's the sole reason, but he was really good.
Yep.
By the way, the Jordan Mailata, my friends were on a girls trip going up to New York, and they jumped on the train. It was the bye week for the Eagles, and one of the girls sent me a picture and goes, "Who is this massive human being?" It was Jordan. And I told him who it was, and they're like, "Oh, it's so cool. We're on a train with Jordan Mailata." And he is a huge, huge person. But with him up front, even if you just went to the quarterback sneak, this is why, like, the question we asked, does this hurt the Phillies offense? Yes, it's going to ding it a little bit because Phillies? They've had so much. You did it to me. The Eagles. Is this going to hurt the Eagles offense moving forward? And the answer is yes, because they're so successful.
So reliant on it.
But like, if we come back and they start quarterback sneaking in those moments, and let's say they're successful 60% of the time, you can see, yeah, it does hurt, but it's still pretty good.
Oh, that's fine then.
Yeah.
But it just seems, it's an odd thing. I never really cared. So I say, well, stop it. I mean, it's legal. But when I sat back and thought about it again, I'm like, should it be though? Like, should you have, you know, in the middle of that line, like six people involved in pushing one ball forward? Like, I don't know.
Well, there's like a lot of little things that I always question in the NFL. What about the illegal man downfield? Does it matter?
Right.
You know, like, does it really matter if he's not eligible to catch a pass? Why is that an issue?
Right.
So you got to wait for the guy to catch it and then I can come out. I just don't get that that ruling. But again, to me, it's something that I think stupid that could go away. But
especially if you've got no one rushing on you, which happens. I mean, sometimes with twists and stunts, you'll have, you know, somebody be uncovered and like you're looking as a linebacker. Oh, no, he's uncovered. And like
the Hail Mary plays. Wait. Look at the Hail Mary plays or, you know, towards the end of the game when teams go into prevent and you got three pass rushers or two going up against five guys. I don't know. Like there's a lot of goofy rules. And we even said this with baseball, like when they talked about banning the shift, you're going, well, why? It's a defensive option.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want more offense. And I mean, this is one of those ones that's weird because I think other teams complained about it and then it won't get, well, the ruling will get passed that it's illegal now and go back to the old way that we've had before. But, you know, the Eagles are still going to be tremendous with it. I mean, you got Saquon Barkley back there still. So their running game is going to be excellent with Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley if they stay healthy.
No doubt. No doubt.
But this is just one of those short yardage situations that I think a lot of defensive players hate.
It's just that, you know, and the fact that they won the Super Bowl doesn't help their argument because they're one of the few teams that don't have to worry about fourth down plays very often. Do you have to make this? No, we're going for it because we can pick up 2 yards, believe it or not.
And that's when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, if you're on your own 40 and you know you're going to get it.
Yes.
You're going to go for it.
Of course.
And even in this day and age in the league, teams are going for it way more because the advantages are all on offense. They are.
Yeah.
Like, I even like the idea of getting rid of the onside kick and doing the 4th and 20 because I still think the offense has a great shot of getting that, even though you know they got to go 20 yards.
And the onside kick change is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in football. One of the reasons it was successful was the element of surprise. Now you have to tell them you're doing it. And you can only do it if you're behind in the fourth quarter. Like, you have to have all these things happen so everyone knows it's happening. Before, you could run up and they're expecting a regular kickoff and you onside it just to surprise. The Saints did it in the Super Bowl, didn't they? Where they did one at an odd time.
Yeah, well, that was against the Colts.
Oh, that's right.
Thanks. Start the second half, they went with an onside kick, to which I still say Hank Baskett recovered that and somebody pulled it out underneath the pile. I mean, if you're watching it, it's like, how did the ball squirt out when it got to him right there?
The squirter?
It just, that's what it was. But how did that happen? And again, it goes back to what people remember from that is Peyton Manning's pick six to end the game. They were losing at that point. You know, they'd given up the lead. They had a double-digit lead in the first half. We don't need to go down that path.
They're thinking about changing that rule again.
With the onside kick?
League owners will consider this week a proposal to change onside kicks again that would allow the trailing team to declare an onside kick at any point during the game. Then they would also allow the team kicking to have their front foot on the restraining line on onside kicks, which would make it a little bit easier for them to recover the kick.
All right. They still have to announce it, though. All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.